Super Gamecast 64, episode 129. Today on the show, we got ninjas not getting twitchy. We got E3 docs and everybody, and Minecraft isn't getting so super anymore. It's going to be a fun little show. Does someone want to hit the DJ?
What?
DJ.
Gamecast 64. It's my favorite show and it should be yours too. We're a comedy show.
Whoa, hold on. It's my favorite show too.
What?
Tyler, is it your favorite show as well?
What?
Super Gamecast 64, guys. It's a video game show. It's also a comedy show where if you don't laugh, you're a sociopath. And guess what? We're also the official podcast of SuperGameSite64.com, the best place for both modern and retro gaming. It's great.
Now, I do want to throw this out there. None of us are trained medical professionals, no matter what Tyler tells you in private.
Yes.
We can't actually diagnose you as a sociopath. It's just that 9 out of 10 doctors agree that if you don't laugh at jokes...
on this show.
On this particular show, you're probably, at least a misanthrope.
We don't have the stats to back it up, but we do have, some evidence, and that's kind of, it works around here. Guys, this is Super Gamecast 64. I'm your host, Matt. With me, as always, we got...
it's Kevin.
And?
Hi, I'm Tyler.
Guys, it's been a nice few weeks. August has been crazy, to say the least, both world events and gaming news. We're a gaming show. So let's get on with some... you know what? I want to bring this up first. Kevin?
Yeah?
There's an anniversary this month, I believe, or this year at least.
I'm on it.
People around the world, you already know what anniversary it is.
Join in.
Well, yeah, but I'm getting a love train. Date.
He wants to get a
love
date.
Train.
A train of love.
People all over the world.
You know when you're, say your back hurts?
Yeah.
Say you're
carrying this team.
Say you're a man on the football team carrying the team and you take one too many concusses and you hurt your back a little bit, your legs. You go.
Your neck, your back.
Don't. My PS2. And my snacks. You go to physical therapy.
And this is so creepy.
What?
Looking at the screens of this.
You know what else stands for physical therapy?
PT.
Connections.
Yes. Online capabilities. Shattered hope, shattered dreams. Norman Reedus. Guillermo del Toro? Was that it?
Yeah.
Remember the thing that could have been? If you guys don't
know
what...
Space Baby?
Space Babies. No, that's the other one. That's...
oh, right. That's Death Stranding.
Death Stranding. If you guys don't know what we're talking about the 10th anniversary...
it was Flappy Bird Part 2.
...of the PT demo. You guys might have remembered this. This was at a conference. I don't remember if it was an E3 or something, but they were like, guys, this PT demo, you can play it now. It's...
I don't want to be that guy.
What guy? Was it not at a thing?
It's only 5 years.
Is it? Okay, not 10 years.
10 years seemed like a real long time.
It did.
Five years.
Because I played it at my friend's bachelor party. I'm like, there's no way he's been married for that long.
Right, yeah.
Five years ago.
On August the 12th.
So 5 years, a little bit less than 5 years ago. We probably we should have saved this for October.
Now,
Spooktober!
If you still own a PS3 or a PS4 with PT on it.
Yes.
I don't know if it's still worth a ton of money, but at one point it was.
Yeah, so by the by, PT was a free demo for the then unannounced, but then you found out at the end of the demo, Silent Hills, which was a sequel in the Silent Hill franchise. One could say that it was dead for a while, and it looked like it was going to be a first-person kind of, like what Resident Evil 7 was to the Resident Evil franchise, this was going to be to the Silent Hill franchise. It looked cool, it looked hip. Also, Kevin had his body touched today. That's why we're talking about physical therapy.
And it was physical.
It was, oh god, no.
It was therapeutic.
Is therapeutic in the slightest or in the maximumist?
In the maximumist, man. I'm so loose.
Loosey-goosey?
I'm actually sitting in this chair like in a yoga pose.
He's doing the squatting dog.
The hydrant.
The Canadian maple leaf. The Atlantean handshake.
Damn.
You got any more? The Manhattan Shuffle? Is that a real thing?
The Manhattan Shuffle sounds like a... Cupid Shuffle, like, remix or something.
There have been news. There's been things that have been happening in the news, guys.
Wow, what? Seriously?
Believe it or not, gaming industry always popping, always hopping. So many things. One of the biggest things to happen this year. You guys know ninjas, right?
Yeah, like the Messenger.
Yeah, like the Gaiden.
Yep. Shinobi.
Ryu Hayabusa.
Sure.
Scorpion.
featured in one of my limericks.
Sub-Zero. Also, the guy Ninja who streams on the internet.
I don't like that the first thing when you Google... Ninja? The first thing you get when you Google Ninja is the YouTuber.
Not the what?
Oh, yeah, like, oh. American YouTuber, yeah. Ninja.
So Ninja has become more popular as a streamer than ninjas have as a pop culture icon. And Ninja, in true stealth fashion, is ghosting the platform Twitch, which he so gained his fame on.
I heard he went on Twitch and took one of those smoke balls and just threw it.
Yeah, Ninja Dust. I'm out of here. He has moved over to the Microsoft-owned platform Mixer, previously known as Beam.
Beam.
This isn't the 420 episode. No lime or bean respect here right now.
Damn.
That's in April. But Beam. It used to be called Beam, now it's Mixer. You guys know this as what you use to stream on your Xbox, because Twitch doesn't work.
It's actually Genji. It's actually pronounced Mixer.
Mixer.
Because it's a Y. It's got a Y in it.
So Twitch and Ninja, the very, very, very popular Fortnite streamer who I'm sure you've all have heard of.
Did you say Twix?
Twitch.
You
sorry.
You just want candy.
He might just be, you got candy on the brain. He moved to Mixer, an exclusive move. Microsoft now owns Fortnite's Ninja. What will happen next?
Well, I think, here's my prediction.
The world only knows.
Here's my prediction.
Yes.
This is one of my official predictions.
SGC64 official prediction season 5.
I've been pretty good about my predictions in the past, so I'm going to put my stamp of approval on this one. He's going to change his name to Samurai because he might as well be committing seppuku.
Oh, man.
Got him.
So, you're not wrong. While there was a good portion of people who followed him over onto the Mixer platform, a good portion of people also stayed behind. New news had been surfacing lately that Twitch was using his offline page to promote other streamers, a feature they don't use on any other. So, if you own a Twitch page and you go offline, you're not streaming. Twitch will not use that page to promote other streamers. But Ninja, since he was so iconic, they just took over his page and started using his brand to promote other streamers. Shoe on you, Twitch. Even bigger shoe on you was the fact that they were advertising porn. One of the Twitch streams was advertising porn. And if you know anything about Fortnite, a lot of kids like to watch the Fortnite streams. So Twitch, just bad look all around. Ninja got it all cleaned up, though. So, it's if you want to watch Ninja, he's on Mixer now. But here's the bigger question, guys. Ninja's on Mixer. The next biggest subscriber count or view count that I saw was nothing big or nothing of huge importance. Do you think now is the time for Mixer? Serious question. Do you think people should start swapping over to Mixer from Twitch? Are we following in Ninja's footsteps?
No.
I mean, Twitch will always still be a big platform. Do you think but do you think Ninja being on Mixer, besides it being like, oh, you know, it's an exclusive platform, that this will then bring in more organic viewers to other, or you think it's just like, oh, I'll watch Ninja and then flip over to the other app? How lazy do we think the American public and all, I'm guessing the global public
No one is going to switch.
Pull over?
Very few are going to switch.
I imagine.
I bet you Nintendo will switch.
Stop it, Tyler.
I was trying to think of a really good metaphor for like what Mixer is to Twitch, and like what in general, like Microsoft's like, hey guys, we're doing it too products. Well, it was you know what I mean?
I think Mixer is good. I think Mixer
it's like gold is to Nintendo Online.
Yeah, kind of.
I was thinking more like you're playing kickball at your friend's house, and then
are you on the good team or the bad team?
It doesn't matter. You're not on a team because you don't have enough people for two teams. So
you're the ref who's kind of neutral. You're kicking.
You're all going
to
play.
You only go up to bat when it's your turn, and then you rotate back in the outfield.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
And then the fat kid from down the street shows up, and he's like, hey, guys, my mom just bought me an N64. You should come over and play it. And, like, most of your friends leave, but the rest of them just want to play outside.
Yeah. So Twitch is kickball?
Yes.
And the Twitch fat kid is the kid who owns the island, and everyone's dropping in on it. 100 yep. people, last one alive wins.
Yes.
Okay. So I think you're gonna see people. You're gonna
fat
see
fat kid Fortnite.
Well, not far off the bat. The Twitch sad for Ninja leave. The Mixer happy for Ninja gain. We'll see what happens as the rest of this holiday shakes out. I don't know. I think Mixer is a good platform. I think it does some things better than Twitch, but obviously Twitch does some things better than Mixer. We'll see. I like to see some competition in the industry. I like to see a little this and that. Yes.
Capitalism in action. The free market.
Speaking of things that have made a lot of people sad, and probably lost people a lot of money. E3. You guys remember E3?
No.
The pre-3 episodes we do where we discuss all the things that are going to happen at E3, and then we talk about E3, of course, the Electronic Entertainment Expo in LA. Well, small fact, did you guys know that in the months leading up to E3 2019, you could go on the E3 website and you could click on helpful links and download a PDF of the personal information of almost every journalist who attended and registered.
Wow, that's so helpful of them.
It's so helpful of them, in fact, that it's called doxing. And so, Tyler gave me a weird look. Tyler,
I don't know that word.
Doxing, it's like when you intentionally release somebody's private information that should not be released publicly to
you
the
release,
public.
You release so, someone's privates.
Essentially, they whoopsed and they doxed every media journalist who is there. So, you know, while you have your smaller sites and stuff, just imagine these, like the females who are on IGN videos, and now people have their personal addresses and phone numbers. You think that's good?
Whoops.
Yeah, you got like Max Scoville or Dan Stapleton or these big names in IGN, and someone's like, oh, I don't like the 4 out of 10 you gave to like Wolfenstein. I'm going to come to your house and shoot you. That's now a possibility because Whoops E3 doxed everybody.
Now you said intentionally initially. Did you mean intentionally, or did you say, is this a whoops?
Okay, so they came out and they said it was a whoops, but the thing is it was not behind any password. It was not locked anywhere. It was in literally the helpful links. So somebody, unless it was like a oops, wrong spreadsheet thing, it was available for months. The reason that it didn't get picked up by the news is because they didn't want to push this out into the news cycle until the issue was handled and the PDF was off the website, which took like a week, if I understand correctly.
Technically. It was a helpful link, just not to the right people.
It was the most unhelpful link, but depending on how much you want to invade somebody's privacy, could have been one of the most helpful docs you got this year.
Nah, I'm only kidding. That's not cool.
Generally speaking, unless you get invited, don't reach out to your celebrity friends on the internet. You think you're friends. That's the thing, especially with we talk about Ninja and streaming and stuff. A lot of people, they view Ninja as their friend, but Ninja doesn't want you to come over to his house. Ninja doesn't want to really see you. Ninja might want to shake your hand and be like, what's up? Good to meet you at this prearranged location, but I don't want you in my backyard swimming in my pool naked.
I remember an episode of a podcast, I think it was This American Life or something like that.
Okay.
Where a streamer got a unannounced visitor to their house.
Yep.
In the form of a young boy from like the Philippines
who
managed to hop a plane to the US to go to this dude's house because he thought like
you're my dad.
They'd hit it off and they'd be friends because of how often he watched his stream.
I mean, it's this problem of the internet era of like you think you have intimacy with somebody just because you choose to turn on your laptop and watch them for 12 hours a day.
Yeah, and it's easy for people who are otherwise socially awkward to connect with people that aren't actually giving them feedback on a personal level. So they feel like there's a connection there for maybe one of the first times they've ever made a connection with another human being, even though it's not a true connection. And I certainly don't mean to
we're not saying that everybody who watches streamers.
I'm not trying to disparage anyone who is not, you know, like, neurotypical or anything like that. Like, but the fact of the matter is, if you're somebody who doesn't interact with people on a regular basis, and you get a healthy dose of social interaction from a streamer, I can see why you would feel like there's a connection there.
But I don't like when people I've known for, let's say, 10 plus years show up at my house unannounced. In fact, sometimes that thing strains relationships.
Look, Matt,
and have to
when
break
you tell us that you're recording a fucking podcast,
look
we're going to come over.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So guys, just in general, don't do that. Don't contact people unwarranted. And E3, I think there's going to be a lawsuit here. The reason I saw it, because specifically Elena Pierce of IGN video fame was like, hey, when are we having this lawsuit? Because I've received like 3 death threats already. And that was like the day of. And everybody hopped on that Twitter thread. So maybe that will come to something. But just generally, don't dox people. What were you fucking thinking, E3? Also, this is an explicit program. If you're watching on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
I was the first one to say fuck again.
Or you're on Spotify. We've been seeing people on Spotify. Yeah. It should say explicit. If it doesn't, it is.
I've been told that since we're on Spotify, that means we're legit.
I've been told that Spotify is legit, and anybody on Spotify is also legit. So I would say that information is back as well.
I constantly use Spotify. We're not sponsored by Spotify. I just want to be clear. I use Spotify.
Tyler.
All the damn
time. Guys, what?
I'm legit.
You're legit, dude. Ah, Tyler, do you want your information spread across the internet?
Yeah. No.
Just in general, you'd shame E3 for this, right?
I spread my own information across the internet, all right?
Not incorrect.
I really am uncomfortable with you talking about you spreading your information.
Speaking of other...
I didn't... It wasn't... It didn't,
they got into my iCloud. Fuck, too soon? I don't know. The other thing in the news that has to pertain to E3 and disappointments, not as disappointing as a bunch of thousands of people's personal information. I really can't say that enough. Their personal cell phones and home addresses. You silly fucks.
Got them.
E3 2017. Microsoft press conference, I believe? They came out. Mojang, you know, creators of games like what, Kevin?
Minecraft.
Yeah, I saw you trying to attempt to do like...
Scrolls.
There you go, Tyler. Mm. Trying to subvert expectations, pick the lesser known... Is Scrolls even a game that's out?
Yeah.
Scrolls even a game?
I don't... That's a good... Yeah, Tyler, do some research real quick.
On hell it. Is Scrolls?
Minecraft! You guys know Minecraft is the game that your kids like to play before they like to play Fortnite, and now they like to play it again? You can take Lego blocks and make a pickaxe out of it.
Yeah, it's the one with the disgraced creator.
It's the one with the Slender Man legend. It's the one with the diamonds.
The dragon.
It's the one with the role-playing. The Ender Dragon. I actually watched a speedrun of Minecraft at the SGDQ. It was really good. Tyler.
Scrolls, also known as Caller's Bane, created by Mojang.
Yeah, I remember because Scrolls...
2012.
Well, that game has been out for a while, and it's obviously not doing as well as Minecraft. Anyways, at E3 2017...
I was obsessed with card games.
You love card games, Tyler.
I like games.
He's a fan of the games.
Games are all here.
The game's all here. E3 2017, Microsoft comes out, they go, you guys like Minecraft, but you're sick of the stupid pixelated graphics, huh? Oh, huh? You're sick of them, huh? Well, guess what? Super Duper Graphics Pack. Super Duper Graphics Pack. It was supposed to be a visual, obviously, upgrade to Minecraft to give a very, like, 4K, holy shit, this is way too realistic look to Minecraft's undeniably unique, blocky art style. And guess what, guys?
What?
It ain't happening anymore. They said it was going to happen in fall of 2017, and they said, guess what? Nah, 2018. Then they said, guess what? Nah, 2019. And all of the Minecraft community went, guess what? We think you're full of shit.
And they went, guess what? Nah.
And then they said, guess what? You guys right.
Give it 6 months, maybe a year.
Okay, kickstart it.
Someone will get, well, it'll get kickstarted, or someone will get their hands on the pack. And they're just going to put it out like they do with all the damn Skyrim.
Like, find
mods.
Some source code. What were you saying, Tom?
I'm surprised that it's not already out as a mod.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure you can get really, 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 really good mods. Sorry, I've already said that. Okay. I've seen really good mods that, like, really update the texture pack, but they were going to try and make it, like, super realistic. I don't know. Generally speaking, no more Minecraft, super duper pack.
You just start punching dirt and your fist gets bloody.
Yes, and it's just nice. Like, you know, particles flying off, yeah. The sheeps, you can see when you're burning them alive, you can see that the fear
your
in their eyes.
Your hand just starts becoming a stump.
Jesus Christ.
And then you revert back to regular
Minecraft. Is this the beginning of Spooktober? We've been talking about a lot of scary stuff so far. It's only the end of August.
I love revving up that chainsaw early.
You guys, for those who don't know, upcoming in October, all of the episodes released in October will be horror-themed. It is Tyler's most anticipated thing of all year. Isn't that right, Tyler?
Most anxiety-inducing episodes all year.
Tyler always thinks we're going to jump scare him or something, and we haven't for, like, maybe this is the year I jump scare him. I won't.
Please don't.
Tyler does not like horror games.
I don't.
But he likes them sometimes.
I don't mean to alarm you, Tyler, but I have it on good authority that you actually have a skeleton inside of you.
Jesus Christ.
I need to go!
I also have it on better authority. Once again, not doctors here, but there is blood all inside your veins.
All up in your guts.
Just in all sorts of viscera inside of your tummy. Guys, no more Minecraft Super Duper. Let's finish this news section, tight 20 news section, 20-minute news section with this last...
Can we call it Finecraft?
Finecraft. Yeah, well, that would have been a good name for it, like a fancy craft, a Finecraft.
I'll dox myself so you can...
If you guys want to know where to find us, just go to E3's website. You can find our personal phone.
We're not that legit.
Better news here. Rocket League. We've been talking about Rocket League. Jesus, we're blowing out the levels here. Well, don't worry. We'll fix it.
Don't worry. We'll fix it.
Yeah, I'll fix it. The Rocket League.
They'll fix it.
We've been talking about the event
together.
The event that's been happening, where it's the 80s themed, all that stuff. I've been gaining a lot of loot crates through that. And that's what Rocket League used to do. They would give you, oh, you want a crate for playing a game.
Yay.
You can get it with this decryptor key, which you can earn through various in-game events, or just buy them, you know? And so it's that. They are chests. You get, like, I think I have 120 chests unopened and, like, 3 keys that I've earned. I've spent a lot of keys. Regardless, the whole loot box thing, no longer a thing. Well, it still is. If you were to go on right now, depending on when you're listening to this episode, and play Rocket League, there's still loot crates. But today, Psyonix came out and said, hey, guys, that's not a thing anymore. We're going to start doing a different kind of cosmetic store. If I had to guess, I'm assuming that you'll just earn, like, rocket points, you know, and then those can be used towards, but then there's going to be premium points.
Or they'll find a way to make it a more palatable loot system.
There's been rumblings that Rocket League will go free to play. Do we think that's a good idea? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I think this would tie.
I would then buy it.
He would download it and play it and get mad real fast,
and then uninstall.
But at least you would play it for free.
For free.
I'd buy it for the fourth time.
Yeah, no, it's a great game. I love it. But I think this could bring in a lot of people. I think
you have it already.
I do.
I think three times. This has been 4 years that Rocket League has been out now. I think they've earned all the money. It's one of the biggest social
and it's super fun too.
Yeah,
it is.
It's good. I think if they go free to play, it'd be awesome. But that's currently a rumor.
Oh man, I would so play that in a heartbeat again.
Which one?
Here's why, Rocket League. Here's why I would play again if it was free to play, because it would bring in all the babbies.
Yes,
and that means I could dunk on kids.
Yes,
and it would be fun again.
Tyler loves beating up children.
I do.
I don't know if I've Jesus Christ. I don't know if I've talked about this yet on the show, but ever since like the Battle Pass came in, they must have made the ranking system a little bit more. They added, I think, a few higher ranks. Because my buddy Dan, not young Dan Owen, but Dan, friend of the show, he doesn't play Rocket League at all. He barely ever plays. Maybe like 10 hours on record, which is not a lot, considering like mine's like 5 days or something ridiculous. We played together in the Rumble mode, which is like the silly, you got boxing gloves and crazy boost and all sorts of things.
Playing that with me.
Yeah, he ranked into Diamond, which is, for you guys who don't know, in the Rocket League ranking, there's like 5 divisions. For bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond.
Then wood.
Then it's like, you know, yeah. Finished metal tier. Topsoil is underneath. Yeah, linoleum. Recycled aluminum. No, there goes like champion and challenger. I have been playing for all the 4 years and have never gotten into challenger. Dan just ranked into challenger and he scored like 2 goals that match.
I said diamond.
Diamond, not challenger. Sorry. Diamond is the new thing. Regardless, Rocket League is very welcoming now. You can rank into higher ranks. You can feel better about yourself. Play it. If it goes free to play, it's going to be great. And hopefully the loop.
Or you can get stuck in doubles with people who don't know how to play and get ranked into bronze. And then,
why don't you play doubles with Matt?
Yeah, then I can just carry you. But that's another fun thing if you didn't know. Rumble, which is the mode I was talking about, the silly mode. Pretty much all the silly modes. Rumble, the 2v2 basketball hoops. The ice breakout arena. Yeah, all that stuff is now ranked. So you don't have to play the hardcore, quote-unquote, standard matches if you want to have fun and get your ranked rewards. It's all good.
I don't know how I feel about fun.
Yeah, I don't know if fun's a thing anymore.
Fun may not be for me.
Fun, you know what? I think you need a little FU inside you.
Yeah.
And I'll provide it. A little fun. Guys, that's enough of news. News was good this week, you know? I felt like there was a good mixture of Ninja leaving Twitch. And Rocket League dropping loot boxes.
Finecraft.
Good information here. Now, let's move on to my other favorite part of the show, where we talk about...
You know, the other part of the show.
The other part of the show. The games. Tyler, I think we might have to impromptu add a New Game Plus segment to the end of this, because I don't think we talked about the PlayStation games last episode, did we?
No.
There are 2 of them. We'll talk about it after we talk about these games. So, in the next... Let's say 20 minutes. Can you find a list of the 2 games? I remember one of them.
Wipeout and Sniper Elite 4.
You're not wrong either. Okay, we'll talk about that at the end of New Game Plus. But now let's talk about the games. This game section is a mixture of games that you can get right now on Games with Gold, Xbox Game Pass, PlayStation Plus, a variety of services, and some other games that are brand new and you'll have to go out and buy. We talked about this game on New Game Plus last episode. It is an isometric dungeon crawler. Kevin, it's not a wave-based game, so you must have been thinking of something else. It's Torchlight. We're talking about Torchlight.
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 The single player ISO adventure.
It is not co-op. The second game is co-op. It really should have been co-op.
Yeah, well,
local at least.
That's the thing. When the game was released in 2007, I think.
It's an old game.
Or 2009. I think it was the 10-year anniversary.
The sequel came out in 2012. Sure, 2012. Stop it.
When it was released, it was so well done and people were enjoying it so much. And they said the only thing they want from this game is co-op. And 3 years later, the trailer was, you asked for co-op, we listened. Torchlight 2 with co-op. And that was the whole shtick.
From what I understand, Torchlight 2 is... Okay, so Torchlight, I've played now, I think, like up to like level 10. My guys, you don't level up as fast as you would in a game like Diablo or something.
Sure you do.
I guess it depends on how fast you play.
If you play on normal, then yeah, it's the correct leveling speed. But
so a better way to say it, I would say, is that I've played maybe 4 hours of the game, right?
Okay, that's a lot.
I've gone through like... you know, 10 floors of the dungeon, maybe 3 hours of the game. Regardless, I've played enough to remember why I liked it. It's because it's very low key Diablo. If you play Diablo and you're like, that looks like too much, this is good for you.
I agree.
It's bite sized. So you start off on the top floor of this, or you're in this town, right? And they have quests you can pick up and something simple, like go kill this guy. He's on this floor, or I need this item on this floor. And you go down into a mine and you go floor by floor. And then you can warp back to the town whenever you want using a portal. It's almost like Steam World Dig, but, you know, ISO. In concept, but in ISO. Kevin, now that we've talked about this at all, is this hitting anything?
I already fell asleep while you were talking about
this. Oh, sorry, dude. How was your nap?
That's okay. Not long enough.
Did you have a dream?
Yeah.
Did you dream a dream of time gone by?
I did.
When hope was high and dreams not broken? Is that the lyrics? Les Miserables fans, hit me up. There's probably no cross-section of musical fans and video game fans in our listening audience, but we'll try.
I don't know.
I don't need it.
Have I not brought any friends to this thing?
Dude, I love musical theater. We could just... The Super Musical Cast 64, episode none. Cats. Today on the show, why do people look so weird with CGI cats' faces? Why don't they just paint them like cats?
Does Andrew Lloyd Webber really eat full buckets of paint?
Is Stephen Sondheim actually a karate-kicking master? Sweeney Todd, is it about violence or is it about
haircuts?
The questions you'll never have answered because we'll never give you them. What were we talking about? Torchlight. Kevin,
maybe Sweeney Todd was just really bad at cutting beards.
Maybe Sweeney Todd, he just never went to barber school. He just lied.
He's like, can you cut my beard? He's like, I've only done hair. He's like, well, it's hair on my chin.
Give it a shot. Okay.
Arguably, Sweeney Todd is a better baker than he is a barber.
No, he's not. He's a better baker material provider.
Okay. If you've never seen Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, you can watch Johnny Depp attempt to sing in, was it Tim Burton or something?
Probably.
Something like that.
Because I didn't see it.
It's a decent musical.
So if it's Johnny Depp, it's probably Tim Burton.
Yeah, and fucking Helena Bonham Carter is probably in it too.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
It was fucking Tim Burton then.
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen played the French dude.
That's true.
You guys really should go watch Sweeney Todd or go see a production of it. Let's move back on to isometrics so Kevin can fall back asleep. But Kevin, now that we've talked about this a little bit, do you remember the game that we were talking about?
Did you play it?
Nah.
Okay. Tyler, now that you've played Torchlight, where it's fresh in your memory, and Torchlight 2 is coming out on Xbox One, you know, 10 years late. Do you think you're going to jump in? Did you play Torchlight 2 when it was out?
Yes, I played Torchlight 2.
Is better, worse, equal?
It's much better because co-op.
Yes.
I would say...
Is it brighter?
More vibrant?
It's actually more grimdark.
The graphical style looks like a little bit more realistic, but maybe not as inventive? I don't know. You know, like as colorful?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Torchlight 2, would you say it's worth the buy? I think if they're trying to sell it for $20.
Worth the Game Pass? Yeah, it's worth the Game Pass.
I don't know if it's on Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass. It's the only reason we have it.
No. Torchlight 1 was games with gold. Torchlight 2 is coming out. I don't believe it'll be on Game Pass. I believe it'll be sold for $20. If our listening audience had to pay $20 for Torchlight 2 and they like Torchlight 1, what do you think?
Okay, so first of all, you like the game, the isometric game, Torchlight. Played solo. Yeah, I'd buy it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting it.
$20, I don't know.
If you think about getting it and we both end up getting
it. I have it for PC, but you don't have PC.
Yeah, no, I don't have a PC that really runs very well. Torchlight, though, is fun. You can still get that in the month of August, I believe till the end of August, if you have Xbox Live's games with gold.
I wonder if you can crossplay.
On PC? That would be interesting. Yeah.
Probably not.
It's something we can look up. We'll figure it out. I might play Torchlight 2 in the coming weeks. We'll find out. Let's move on. Kevin, I'm going to switch up the order here. Kevin finally accomplished something. Golf clap.
Oh, I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
Now I'm not clapping for myself.
Don't stop.
Remember at the beginning of the year when I told you I'd beat a game per month?
Yes. My girlfriend has actually beaten a game per month. Have you?
No.
My girlfriend's a better video game journalist than you. She doesn't write anything, so she's not a journalist at all. I was just trying to shame you.
Meh.
But you did beat a game this month.
I did it. I played at least a game a month.
Oh, you have.
I know a game.
I know. What game was it, Kevin, that you beat? Everybody, just let the tensions rise. It was?
It was Bloodstained.
Yeah!
Yes!
I did it.
Young Danone also beat Bloodstained. So you guys all have seemed to, those who were lagging behind on finishing this game, I haven't even fucking started it.
Tease Rosalyn.
I got to the last, okay, I tried.
Tease Rosalyn!
I tried using that and it sucks, so I don't know what he's doing.
Are you sure?
It's the beam. The light beam.
Oh. Bloodstained. That's not Tease Rosalyn.
That's Tease Rosalyn.
Bloodstained Ritual of Night is, of course, the Castlevania-like game that recently came out on PlayStation 4 and Switch after long delays on a Kickstarter program, but people seem to be liking it. Kevin, do you have any final thoughts on the game? I mean, of course, we're going to cover this game extensively when we do our Best of 2019 episodes. Y'all ready for another, like, 8 hours of content? It's going to be wild.
My final thoughts on this game. I got to the last fight and really was not compelled to finish. Which is what I do with a lot of games. I get to almost the end and I'm like,
I feel like that's a thing a lot of people do.
I might as well. I finished it basically.
I'll get around to it.
It's like, I don't need to beat the last boss to know what the end of this game is like. It's already there and I can put the rest together.
That's how I almost felt about Monster Hunter World with that tornado boss towards the end. And then I felt like if I didn't finish it, I would look like a bitch to you guys.
That's true.
The toxic masculinity forced me to kill that giant tornado monster.
So. Near the end of the game, there was a bit of a difficulty spike again that I had to grind out. But I found that making the best sword in the game was helpful.
The blue greatsword?
Yes.
Okay.
I beat the game with that.
Everybody does. It's okay.
And, I did. It was kind of... The last boss was, like, mechanically, it was kind of easy.
I agree. Yeah.
But that's okay.
Not disappointing, though.
It was absolutely disappointing.
The visuals were cool. Not a whole lot of explanation as to what the fuck it was about. I don't want to spoil anything, but like...
I know narratively
what it was about, but like... Not how I pictured that particular thing to look.
In less than half a year, we will be discussing it a little bit more in depth, both at a narrative level. I mean, if you guys want to nominate it for best narrative, we can discuss that. But yeah. No. We'll talk about it more. I just didn't know if you had had any last minute changes of heart, or if it like had an explosive ending that really...
Overall... Pretty good game.
Pretty good. Would you, Tyler, say you're at least satisfied and you're not completely let down?
I mean, I'm pretty let down. But I think that has everything to do with performance issues, and I wish I would have played it on Steam instead.
Well, that is also...
Let's put it this way. It won't stop me from going back and playing Symphony of the Night on a regular basis.
I don't think anything should stop you from playing Symphony of the Night. It's a great game made by great people on a great system. Symphony of the Night, check it out. You can get that on Xbox Live. Last month in July, it was the free game, I think.
Yeah, do you have it? Did you get it? Did you grab it?
Oh, yeah.
I've already. Yeah, I owned it when it was on the 360, so I pre-bought it.
I mean, I've bought other games that had it in it, and I bought it for Symphony of the Night.
Right.
I'm going to move...
The Rondo of Blood collection.
I'm going to move on to this next game here.
All two games.
It's a good game. It's a fun little game. It's called The Blackout Club.
It's a racing game?
Kevin, did you play the... There's a prologue mission.
I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay, you got to explain the bit to the audience, though, because I think this is the first time we've done it in Season 5. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain the bit to the audience.
So we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
We're going to give Matt 10 words.
Well, I have to come up with the 10 words, but it's a limit of 10 words.
We're going to give Matt a limit of 10 words, and he has to explain this game using those 10 words. And we have tried or less before, but it's just not as good. You got to use 10 words.
So the objective is to use 10 words to describe the game as succinctly as possible.
Correct.
Sometimes it's perfect, and sometimes it absolutely gets you nothing. But I think this game is easy enough that I might be able to do it. Give me the 10 words. What's the timestamp?
All right, the 10 words are peacock?
No, that's not how this guy
tuna.
Peacock, tuna, peacock. Sawas.
Batman.
Oh, that's a perfect one.
Oops.
What kind of music do we want? Nothing licensed because we're now asking people for money. So I guess...
How about...
Like, I can use like 15 seconds of a video game song from like the 90s. I think I could get away with
it. All right. We'll think about it.
Yeah. Contra music. That I don't know if that...
Ooh, that leads right into the next game.
Yes.
No. Why don't you... No, never mind.
All right. We'll figure it out. The music starts... Meow. Give me these 10. I want 10 hands up.
There they are.
Yeah, 10 hands? Okay.
Right, not good. 10 hands. All right. Here we go. The Blackout Club is, and here's my 10 words. Kids explore the neighborhood while possessed adults capture you. Oh, no. Oh. Multiplayer. That wasn't very good.
What, Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
Close. But it's a first person. So the Blackout Club is a mid-tier price game. Kevin, did you have a chance to play the prologue episode thing?
I have not.
So it starts off, it's a 20 to 30 minute kind of prologue, little contained level to get you into the spirit of the game. But the main game is a 1-4 player cooperative survival horror experience. It's not... The prologue mission is kind of spooky. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty creepy. But the game itself is not. What's cool about the game is it's session-based, right? So you get your friends together, you get on public matches or whatever, and you hop into this neighborhood. And the story is that at night, all the adults become sleepers, where they get, like, overtaken, and they're essentially blind because they have, like, their sleep masks on, and they walk around with their hands out. And if they touch you, they grab you, you know, you lose some health, you got to run away, there's a stamina meter. You're starting to understand, right? This is a first-person game. Every time you jump in, you will get different random objectives. Maybe it's like, hey, you got to, you know, find this secret thing in one of these houses. You got to pick up these posters and plant them all around the town. And as with most horror games, if you get caught too many times, there is some giant, I mean, it's literally called the Shape, but it's like a shapeless monster that will hunt you down. But since there's this co-op nature, you can use a variety of power-ups, distraction abilities, you can revive your teammates, stuff like that. And it's almost like... The thing is, every time you jump in, the objectives are randomized. So it's like you're getting something new. But as you complete missions, you gain experience and level up. But as you level up, new enemies are introduced, new... There's this thing underneath, there's a section underneath the neighborhood called the quote-unquote maze, where kind of like all these, not creatures, but the enemies like to hang around, and as you level up, the maze gets bigger, you unlock different spawn points on the map that grows, so the map itself doesn't change. It's always like the same six blocks, or two blocks of houses, etc., but as you continue, things get harder, you get more abilities, and I found it to be pretty damn fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it.
I thought it was going to be maybe like a bit of a throwaway. Here's something I will say, is that narratively speaking, it's very light. The prologue mission gets you into it. It's a very short prologue mission. I'm not going to spoil anything, but you're all working towards an objective. There's a reason why you're out at night searching through the neighborhood. You're not just a bunch of like rapscallions trying to steal iPhones out of like cars and shit. You're trying to do something.
Panty raid.
Not a panty raid.
Oh.
Not a panty raid. But, the narrative storytelling beyond the setup is a bit meh. If you level up, you'll like be sleeping on the ground in your hideout, you know, the hub before you go on a mission.
Fort Byers?
Pretty much. It's more like a train car, but it's very like in the woods. It's cute.
Intense.
They'll be like, hey, you're having a dream. Would you like to hear the dream or something? And that's your story bit. And it's like, I'm not trying to be mean here, but it's like the voice actors like ate the microphone. But some are using way better microphones. The mixing's all off. It's like the audio comes in five times as loud as everything else. And so the polish just isn't there. When I started playing it, they were having some matchmaking issues on Xbox, et cetera, et cetera. But what I did notice is, I mean, at a $30 price, which I believe was the price it was introduced at, it's fun. It's a fun little multiplayer game to play with your friends. It's different because you're not using like a lot of weapons or anything. It's more like stealth. If you're next to your buddies, you know, if y'all group up, you'll get stamina faster. So there's encouragements to kind of, work together and stuff. Overall, I would say it's interesting. It's one of those games that's going to get better with time, but I don't think there's much like it. Can you guys think of any other 4-player, like Outlast-y or not like that? Cause it's not that gruesome. It's Dead a team rating game.
Huh? Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. But is that more competitive?
It is.
Okay. So this is very much cooperative. Everyone's working together, but yeah, it's cool. I went in with low expectations, and I was pleased. I played with friend of the show, Mike. He had a great time. I believe we're both about level 5, level 6. There's some cool stuff you can get, like skills, different power-up skills. So like I chose to do the unstoppable power where I hold right bumper and then for like 10 seconds I have unlimited stamina and nothing can like hurt me. Mike chose to do this thing where he can like send out a hacked phone call and, you know, it's a basically like, oh, noise over there. And then you kind of move enemies away. So there's different strategies. There's different characters. There's different stuff that you can do with interactivity. There is one feature that I found interesting and I wonder what you boys think, because for me, it was kind of a privacy thing. Not that I don't trust this company. I do. I don't want anyone to think that they're doing anything shady, but there's what they call the quote unquote enhanced horror feature. Does that get you excited, Tyler? Enhanced horror? Are you excited about enhanced horror? Tyler's just looking at me with deadpan. He doesn't realize it's a audio medium.
Yeah, but it's scary.
Okay. Tyler doesn't like horror games. He doesn't like enhanced horror games.
Look, I didn't know what we were talking about.
He zoned out for a good 10 minutes here while I explained Blackout Club.
So I watched the trailer while we were talking about it.
Yes.
And it scared the poop right out of me.
Yes.
Is that what that smell is?
It might be me. The point being that the enhanced horror system, what it does is the game is very much about communication, right? It's a co-op game, right? You want to communicate with your partners.
Yeah.
You can do this quote-unquote enhanced horror thing where they record everything you say. And then at certain points, it'll play it back. Spooky, you know. But right up front, it was like, do you want us to record everything you say? It doesn't work in party chat, so it's only in game chat. I immediately was like, no, no enhanced horror for me. I don't want you recording my entire conversation. I don't know where you are, you know, saving it. There's a bunch of privacy notices and stuff. But just generally, Tyler, you're already shaking your head. You would not do that, right?
That's not a smart thing to do.
Hey, at least they ask, and I'm like Facebook.
Very true. But Kevin, given the choice, would you do that? Or would you be like,
I might.
I didn't do it at first.
And I already have a fucking Alexa in my kitchen.
Right, she just pops up. Oh, play Despacito for the fifth time. All right, 2017 joke, sorry. Or is that a 2018 joke, Despacito? Tyler's going to knowyourmeme.com. Blackout Club, give it a try if you have some friends to play with, but solo, I actually found it a little bit easier. The one thing I noticed right now is I tried to do friends-only lobbies, and I still got randoms joining in, which was annoying, because like...
Well, randoms are just friends you haven't made yet.
Or they're people who are just screaming in my mic and dying, and I'm like, ah, thanks, bro. That's the annoying thing. Like, I went through the whole mission. At the end of a mission, it's like, you gotta get to the escape point, and everyone has to be awake. I got there, and just as I got to the escape point, someone spawned in, like, halfway across the map. And I was like, welcome to the game, bro! This is a private match. This is weird. But anyways, Blackout Club, check it out. It's a good time. We got only a few more, guys. This is going to be a tight hour, I believe.
2 hours. Or two years.
Two years old is Despacito?
Yep.
Alexa, play Despacito. Sorry if you have an Alexa. I'm really sorry. Hey, Google.
God damn it.
My phone has it too. I didn't know. I don't know if it'll pick up after I do the balancing out. Supermarket Shriek is another game I wanted to bring up just very quickly. It's on Xbox Game Pass. It's a game where I think I've talked about it on the show before, but I played a little bit more of it. You can either use a microphone, topical, or you can just use the triggers on your Xbox controller, but you are a goat and a man inside a supermarket cart and you yell and that turns you in one way or the other. And if you both yell at the same time, you accelerate. It's, you know, obstacle courses, collect the things in the grocery stores.
I kind of wish it was Supermarket Shrek.
When I looked at it on the outline, I thought it was Supermarket Shrek. But no, it's Supermarket Shriek.
Is that a bit? Is that a good bit?
Supermarket Shrek?
No. Go over games that we covered in the episode and take one letter out and turn it into a different game.
If it works. I don't know if all the games work like that. You can do some...
You'd have to get clever.
You would have to get clever. Like the Backout Club. You know, like you just don't want to do it. So you just like, that's most of my friends. No. Yeah, you could. Why don't you look at that while me and Tyler talk about this next game? Tyler played a few missions or a mission. I completed the game with the young Dano on an easy mode. This is, of course, the highly underrated and just freshly released. Tyler, what's it called?
Blazing Chrome.
Blazing Chrome. Y'all, like
Blazing Chrome.
Blazing Chrome. You can get it on Xbox Game Pass, but I know it's also available on Nintendo Switch.
That's the April version of Fire Emblem for those playing at home.
PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Xbox One. But like I said, Xbox Game Pass. This is a budget title, but don't think because it's a budget title, it's going to be bad. It's about $16, maybe $15 on Steam.
I don't actually know.
You're around $20. It's definitely not more than $20. But what this game is...
Contra.
Metal Slug. More okay, not in style. Visually speaking, it looks a whole fucking lot like a very, very visually intense Super Nintendo game. in my opinion.
Super C.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like Contra.
Yeah.
But it draws a lot of inspiration from games like Metal Slug and, you know, running guns of that era. Since Tyler has only played one mission...
I played a full mission and then a part of a second one, yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything for you, but... So, the game is very much... It knows its audience. It's explosions. It's very brief narrative setup. The idea is that you play as a group of rebels who are trying to rebel against their machine overlords because it takes place in year 20XX. And, you know, machine overlords have taken over the entire world. It's a silly premise. You run through six missions, you blow a bunch of shit up, you die a lot because it's one-hit kills like Contra. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's only one thing you can get. It's a little defense robot that follows you around, lets you take like a hit or two. But otherwise, you die if anything touches you. And each level has two, the later levels have more, but bosses, mini-bosses, big, huge bosses, and most all of them are homages to other memorable bosses of the gaming era gone. We're talking about some homages to Super Metroid, Mega Man X, Gunstar Heroes, Space Harrier.
Gunstar Heroes?
And amazing. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to like spoil anything, but while the game is completely while most of it is side-scrolling action like a Contra game, there is some 3D sections. There's a lot of cool things they do where it gives you almost an overall feel for the Super Nintendo and the Sega Genesis era. You feel like, oh, this is Mode 7. They got parallaxing scrolling. There's a train level. There's tons of really cool stuff visually. And that's what stood out to me. But the other thing I found was it was a brief game. I was able to beat it in under an hour with young Dan Owen. We played on easy mode, no shame, because easy mode's still really tough. And once you beat it, you unlock like more characters and more modes and a mirror mode, kind of in the way that Bloodstained Curse of the Moon worked. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to jump right back in. Tyler.
Yes.
What character did you play as? There are two characters you can play as.
Marva?
Yes, there's a punk chick, Marva. And then there's a robot?
Robot.
Named Doyle, which is weird. He's a friendly robot, I guess.
I thought his name was Robot.
Is he super fighting robot?
He is like a big dude with like a, it's like a pink, well, you can do different costume colors.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I didn't catch it. So if you guys.
It's a Mega Man reference.
I'm
ashamed. Oh, you should be ashamed.
No, it's over my head, dude. I'm trying to stay online. I'm plugged into this podcast. I'm going to keep it going. Most jokes fly over my head. I'm just stupid that way. Blazing Chrome, though. So the first...
$17.
The first... Okay, yeah. It is a $20-esque title, but I think it's $20 on Xbox, but maybe cheaper on Steam.
It's $17 on Steam.
Nice.
I don't know if it's cheaper on... Or more expensive on
Steam. From your first blush, Tyler, do you think it's worth $17?
Yes.
Do you think it's too hard on normal? You're playing on normal difficulty, right?
I think it's Contra hard. Do you think Contra's hard?
I guess that's the thing. I think for us, I don't want to sound like
us 90s kids.
Is it Contra's hard, you little baby?
Yeah. No, for real though. I think
Contra's fucking hard. How about that?
I think if you grew up with Super Nintendo games and stuff, you might be a little bit more, it's twitchy. You got to dodge a bunch of bullets.
You might be more prepared.
You know, it's hard. Turtles in Time. Turtles in Time is hard.
Yeah. Fuck that game.
There's some cool shit in there. If you like the era of Super Nintendo, and you like specifically the run and gun, but the arcade games, you know, the quarter eaters, but this one, you can just, unlimited continues, you're playing on easy, and I believe normal too. It's an achievable game, but there's just so many cool times where, across the 60-minute playthrough, I looked to young Dan Owen, and I was like, dude, that was cool. And he was like, yeah, that was cool. There's even an elevator sequence in this game that I like. How often can you say, that was a cool elevator sequence?
Do you have to get in and say, Hail Hydra?
No, you don't say Hail Hydra.
Do you have to get in and say,
But that was a...
Do you have to load your shotgun?
You are... Guys, that is, succinctly, I think, all three of the elevator scenes that I can remember liking.
I
think...
I got you.
We're, of course, referring to Doom 2016, the elevator scene. And then, of course, America's ass. Himself.
I don't think I will.
Oh my god.
You know what? No. I like both of the scenes. I like the scene where he says Hail Hydra, and then I like the scene where he beats up all the guys. Both versions of it. Watch Avengers Endgame if you haven't yet. It's a good time. Blazing Chrome. Did you have a favorite? You can get like different weapons and stuff. It's very retro.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite?
You know how long I had weapons for?
4 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's if you die, you lose all your weapons. The thing I do like is that if you are able to survive long enough, you don't have ammo limits or anything. If you pick up a weapon, you just got unlimited.
That is something I loved that Contra didn't have. Contra, a fucking hard game, had an ammo limit on special weapons.
There are a few gaming moments this year that I appreciated more than getting a grenade launcher right before I entered a boss room in Blazing Chrome and just quick killing it so fast. I felt like a speedrunner. And there's a speedrun timer in the game too.
Dope.
This game has a lot, and it's of the level of quality. Oh man.
You know what it is? It's a couch co-op game.
Yeah.
Get a friend.
And if you don't have a friend, you can play it solo. It's just as good. But
it's just twice as hard.
But in my opinion, when you get these throwback pixel art, you know, kind of games, there's almost like 3 to 4 tiers of how hard they're trying visually and to capture the spirit of the genre and actually make a good game. And I think Blazing Chrome is in those upper tiers there. It is quite a game, and I'm sad that more people aren't talking about it.
I like the Plasma Whip.
The Plasma Whip is sweet. I like the grenade launcher. I like all the things. Play it. We'll talk about it more at the end of the year. Guys, we only have one more game left on this list, which I will talk about very, very briefly. And then we have a little riddle trick for you. Kevbo's back. He's going to have another little riddle trick. And we're going to wrap up this show.
We're going to talk about Wipeout, another thing.
Oh, that's right. Thank you so much for reminding me. We'll still have one more thing. So let me make this ultra quick. Last episode, I was talking about Gears of War 4.
Yeah.
And how I wanted to play it with my buddy Dan. Dan of the show we previously mentioned earlier in the episode.
Dan beat it in one day.
And Dan beat it in one day without me. I said, Dan, you motherfucker. Every time, Dan, every time I want to be friends with you and play a co-op game, you destroy my heart. And he said, you know what, Matt, I'll play through it again. And I said, really, Dan? And so I played through Gears of War 4 campaign in its entirety.
I liked your video.
So if you go on our Instagram, check out our Instagram at SuperGameSite64. There's a very good glitch little video thing I made in like 5 seconds. It's funny. But yeah, props to Dan for playing through with me. I remember why I didn't remember anything about that game, because that game is literally, the robots are attacking us. Let's go find Marcus. Now let's go find this girl's mom. The end. That's literally the entire game. There's just a lot of monster shooting in between. But I'm fully prepared for Gears of War 5. I had a great blast.
How is Marcus not like 100 years old in that game?
Apparently so am I.
We made that joke, I think, before, that Marcus, like, in Gears of War 5, he's going to roll, and then his back is just going to crack, and that's it. That's how he dies.
No, with all that beef on him?
Dan kept referencing his tomatoes, and I was like, what tomatoes, Dan? What are you talking about? What tomatoes, Dan? Like, I was, like, laughing along, oh, that's a funny joke. Okay, tomatoes, Dan, you're weird. And then, like, halfway through the game, you meet Marcus, and, like, the enemies are just tearing through Marcus's house, and you run through his little greenhouse, and there's this table of tomatoes that explodes, and Marcus is just like, my fucking tomatoes! Which is now my favorite joke of 2019 that isn't from 2019.
Marcus Phoenix is the slab of ribs that lady puts on fucking Fred Flintstone's car.
If it skipped leg day every day. But somehow...
Dude, can we talk about how yoked that chick probably is? Because she lifted that thing?
Yes.
It tipped his car over.
With two hands! Outstretched, yeah, in front of her.
That's the hardest way to lift something.
I mean, damn.
You gotta have a lot of power there. Gears of War 4 is good. Gears of War 5. Gears
a lot of backer, just thinking about it.
A lot of things are gonna be coming up in September.
Cartoon character in the universe.
Okay, we're not having this death battle conversation right now. New Game Plus. New Game Plus!
New Game Plus!
We didn't talk about the PlayStation games last time. Because they weren't out yet. Now we are. Tyler, I've been talking too much. Tyler, what is the first game?
Sniper Elite.
Not this, but which one?
What? Oh, phenomenon. Blah, blah, blah.
Sniper Elite, nice. 4. Correct, Tyler. Sniper Elite 4 is a game where you do what, Tyler?
Shoot guys.
In the nuts.
With a sniper rifle.
And the face. Is Sniper Elite the one where one of the sniper games, like, one year they were just like, we have X-ray technology, like the Mortal Kombat.
I think that's this one.
And for whatever reason, they always like to show, like, I just don't want to say it because it's like gross. You shoot dudes in the balls and you can see it in X-ray. Who needs that?
Nice.
Gross.
Kevin, nice, dude. Win this out?
Do you get an achievement for getting both at once?
Yes. You probably do. Sniper Elite 4. Gold trophy.
Like when you keyhole people.
God, one bullet, game. Two stones.
Stop! We found our episode title late.
I think we did.
Late in the episode,
Tyler,
we got it.
Tyler with the rare episode title.
You can get Sniper Elite 4. It is a World War II based game. It's a war based game where like you said, you shoot people in the face.
It's Mortal Kombat with bullets.
You're not wrong, because honestly, it's not a first-person shooter. It's more of a strategy game. It's a sniper game. You want to take things slow, stealthy. I played some Sniper League games. I liked them.
Hoorah.
My brother really enjoys this game. He thinks it's like
they're good
COD, but slower.
Yes, it's actually a good representation of it. Some of the sniping, though, it gets a little bit too realistic for me. They're like, you're supposed to shoot 20 meters to the left, 20 meters to the right. I'm like, no, I just want to shoot. I want to put the crosshair on the guy, maybe a little bit higher or lower, depending on how far away.
You got to gauge for drop. You got to gauge for wind. You got to gauge for...
This
you
is
know,
why everybody thinks they could be a good sniper.
The bird that's going to be flying right in front of your gun.
You got to gauge for a lot of things in Sniper Elite 4, but you know what you don't have to gauge? Well, no, you also have to gauge a lot of things in this next PS Plus game.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
What? Why does everybody think they're a good sniper?
Because of video games.
Oh. Stop. Wipeout HD Fury?
This is just F-Zero.
Yes, but is it the...
I don't know what the official title is. Give me a sec.
I think it's The Collection. The second game that you can get on PlayStation Network, PlayStation Plus Network, if you have the PlayStation Plus games with gold, whatever the hell they call the service, is Wipeout HD Fury Collection. We're going to wait on a confirmation from Tyler.
Omega Collection.
Omega Collection. So this has three, I believe, Wipeout things. One of them is an expansion pack. But if you don't know what Wipeout is, like Tyler astutely put it, it's F-Zero. And if you don't know what F-Zero is... It's Mario Kart, but in the future, and everything's really, really, really fast. And there's no power-ups, right? There's no power-ups in Wipeout.
I don't think so. Why would there be power-ups?
Because you're just moving so fast.
Right. You just got to hit the boosts, and you got to make the turns, and you got to not blow up. That's your job in Wipeout.
It's really, really good. So if the slow, methodical pull of the trigger to shoot a man's balls off is not your taste, maybe the fast, methodical... Sideswipe to murder a man on a future track might be
your thing. I feel like it's kind of cruel to call it a Wipeout. That would be like calling NASCAR a crash.
You're not wrong there either. I've been saying that so much lately. You're not wrong. I'm sorry, guys.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong either. Cool. It's like a passive aggressive way of saying like, yeah, you're pretty right. But it's like I say, a jokey. PlayStation Plus. Do we think that PlayStation Plus games this month were good?
No.
For you, Tyler, you just don't like sniper.
I don't like shooters. I like racers, but yeah. I think I'd prefer a rhythm racer than a regular
racer.
What
the fuck? Are you trying to be Hideo Kojima here, making new genres?
No, he's trying to be like game dev tycoon.
Rhythm racer?
That static synapse thing that demo we were recommend. That is a rhythm racer.
Somebody, it was a Dave. I think Dave recommended the very hard rhythm game to you, and now
it's too much for me. I can't do it.
But now Tyler wants more. He can't get enough of it. You've opened this Pandora's box, Dave, and
right
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for doing this.
I'm going to play Cadence again.
This was Cadence of Hyrule is so good. I watched a speedrun of Cadence of Hyrule. We will, of course, talk about Cadence of Hyrule and Blazing Chrome, because I have officially nominated it for Best New Game That Looks Like an Old Game, a category we have on our Best of 2019 awards.
It's not going to get my vote.
Well, we'll cross the bridge. I want you to finish the game before you make that. I think that Mega Man boss fight might do something for you. Yes.
I don't know anything. Unless it's Gemini Man, I'm not going to like it.
Well, unless it's Egypt Man, I'm done.
Look, Pharaoh Man is best boss of Mega Man 4.
We have one last thing, the Super Game Riddle. But before that, we have to entice you into talking with us on the social media platforms, guys. Kevin pushes up his glasses. Let me get out my... T89, what's the calculator that you can...
TI-84.
You can probably, Silver Plus.
You can probably contact us on there. But if you want to reach out to us on normal social media platforms, let me just do this real quick. First off, go to supergamesite64.com. It's a wonderful website that we just recently launched, me and Kevin. Sometimes Tyler, if he feels up to it, we'll write some things about games. We'll do some top 10 lists. I'm working up the ranking list for the Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix.
I finished that, by the way.
It's so good, isn't it?
It's very good.
Is there anything fun and dumb coming out that you're excited for?
Borderlands 3. It actually is kind of dumb fun, though.
Fun and dumb?
Fair.
I mean, I'm excited for River City Girls, but that's not fun and dumb. I think it's just going to be fun.
I think dumb implies that it's not well made. I think just silly fun.
I mean, maybe,
a game that we want to make fun of.
Maybe something you nobody else has heard of.
Garfield Racing.
Rad. No.
Are actually excited for though.
He wants
River City Girls is actually a good pick because not a lot of people have heard of that.
Right. We want some good upcoming, not maybe indie darlings, but games that people, Rad, which is a, it's a roguelike made by Double Fine, very colorful, very inventive. So if you like roguelikes, third-person action games, check
that
out.
What about that Devolver mobile game you made us pre-reg for?
Oh, that looks so dope.
Witch Eye, yeah.
If you're a mobile fan.
So it's like a side-scrolling, Metroidvania, kind of?
It looks really cool. A lot of homages.
Yeah. It looks really well done. You should take a look. It's called Witch Eye.
I gotta throw it out there. Tyler and I are still really hot on Archero or however you pronounce
it. Yeah, was it Colin?
Yeah, Colin.
Listener Colin. And thanks. Listener Colin, thanks.
Going hard on that game.
I'm only on stage 4.
Stage 5 and I've been stuck there for weeks.
The end of August. Well, I like this idea. Nice, Tyler. We've done this before. We talk about this.
Yeah.
But it just kind of shakes up the recommendation thing because we don't always have books and movies and
End of August, we're seeing Control come out. That's that sci-fi. Yeah. And the one thing I did want to bring up is a game I feel like everyone's kind of lost or it's gotten lost in the shuffle is The Dark Pictures, which is the creators of Until Dawn making an episodic game. I think there's two or three of them. Each one's like, it's an anthology series of scary stories. The first one's called, The Dark Man of Medin or something. Some serial killer thing. But that's going to be August 30th. Blair Witch Project also coming out. But I think that was at the E3 stage. You know about the Blair Witch Project.
Yo, we need to go see Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I hear it's quite good.
I hear it's very good.
I've seen the scary parts from it, and it's not that scary, but I liked it.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like R.L. Stein scary, where it's like,
yeah,
it's a little creepy, but it ain't like...
Tyler, you would be scared of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, Tyler.
I'm terrified of that book.
GDT, baby.
Tyler would be terrified.
Goddamn Tyler.
We're not doing any recommendations because that was great.
Do you want my recommendations?
Yes, I would.
I got a couple, too.
Wait, are we doing actual recommendations?
No, just well? I'm just going to throw a couple things out there. It's not going to be like...
Yeah, I don't have a read.
Play.
Okay, yeah, no, what games are you looking forward to, Tyler? That are silly and wacky and fun.
Mega Man X Dive is a mobile game.
Nice!
I think it's an action platforming stage-based game where you play as a number of...
Mega Man X Dive?
Dive. D-I-V-E.
Okay.
Dive.
I want to make sure I was hearing that right.
You play as more than just Mega Man. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, Zero and Axel, great.
No, don't play as Roll.
This is like Vile and Sigma.
Ooh.
And who else did I see? Double?
Ooh.
Maybe.
Roll.
No, Roll's not in Mega Man X.
Oh, you're not wrong there either. God damn it. Roll's the... I just like Roll as a character because she's so bad in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. She has her own tier at the bottom of the tier list.
She's absolutely the best character.
I love Roll.
Nope.
Anything else? Mobile, Tyler always loves the mobile. We do the Tyler's Mobile Corner every now and again.
I cannot help myself.
Is there anything else that's coming up fun and wacky in the next few weeks to months that you want to plug here? I mean, we'll always give you indie recommendations. And
you guys want to play Diablo Immortal?
Dude, Diablo Immortal. Lol.
The only thing immortal about that will be how much I will...
The only thing immortal about that will be the joke that was made at its expense. Is this an over? Okay, Diablo Immortal is the mobile game coming out.
The only other one I would I am excited for. Where are my pre-regs here?
While you look,
yeah,
Twitters. You guys,
I got something.
What for social? Can I just get out the social things?
I got a rec.
Oh well, that's what, okay. He's still doing. Okay, fine. Yeah, what's your rec? Recommendation.
Go watch The Boys. It's really good.
Yes. Kevin said that last time. We were doing this.
I'm about 5 or 6 episodes in. It's fantastic.
Yes. I am about 0 episodes in because I haven't started it yet. But we will be talking about it on the community group. So watch The Boys. A little violent.
Very violent.
So it's a MA. Don't watch it with your children. Don't just watch it by yourself or with your loved ones. But not
their
your children.
Goal, for those of you that are into this kind of thing, their goal with that show is to out-preacher Preacher.
Yeah, Preacher's pretty fucked. But The Boys, watch that shit. I've been reading a lot of books, but I'm not gonna. Did you find it, Tyler?
Yeah.
What's the
bragging about reading?
Yes,
read?
Because reading, everyone should read.
I can't read.
11 years ago, so on September 8th, Locke's Quest was released on Nintendo DS. It is also being released for mobile.
Yes.
It is very exciting.
Yes, I saw that. I was like, Locke's Quest on mobile?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's been put out on like a bunch of things. And I am excited to see it out
PS4,
on mobile.
I think it was a real
Switch. What is it?
I don't think it's
Xbox One, maybe I saw.
It seems like an oversight. Pokemon Masters.
I picked up Pokemon Sun again.
Fist of the North
Star.
Nice.
Yeah, Kevin was discussing maybe doing a little retrospective on Pokemon Sun.
In advance of the new series.
NBA Now.
Isn't that coming out September, too?
Okay, the cross chatter. We got to stay. No, it's coming November. November is Pokemon Sun and Sword. Or Sword and
Sun
Shield.
Sword.
Sword and Shield.
Sun Jeez.
Sword and Moon Sword Shield. Dog.
Okay. Social, and then Super Game Riddle. Facebook. We have a Facebook group for both Super Game Site and Super Game... No, we have a Facebook fan group for Super Gamecast 64. So if you're listening to the show right now and you want to talk to other people who listen to the show, we have 125 and growing members. As always, we love all of you guys who are in the community who discuss. Just go type in Super Gamecast 64 on Facebook. And while you're there, you can also like the official Super Gamecast 64 page and like the Super Game Site 64 page for updates on every article that comes out. If you want to talk to us on Twitter, you can reach out to us at SuperGameCast64 for the actual show. But if you want to talk to me specifically, I'm at SGC64 Matt.
I'm at GingerBeard_man, B-E-E-R, like the beverage.
I'm at Tramalio.
It's a great time to talk to us on Twitter. Once again, please go to our website, supergamesite64.com. But if you want to reach us out on with an email or anything, you can just email me at matt@supergamesite64.com. Or for simple, you know, general inquiries and comments and concerns or whatever you want to do, hello@supergamesite64.com. I mentioned earlier, but it's worth mentioning again because I'm posting all these funny meme videos. I'm really not. I don't want to put that out there. The Instagram page is not just a bunch of meme videos. I think I've done one, and it's not even a meme. It was just text over a video. @supergamesite64 for beautiful pictures taken by me. I love the praise and funny videos that I edit, and these boys also throw in every now and again. Is there anything I'm forgetting? Anything else we want to plug, guys, as far as where to reach us? I would like to say, because I'm now seeing people on Spotify, and we're on iHeartRadio, and we're on all these other places, it's kind of hard to keep track of the reviews. I've noticed we got not a new review, like a written review on iTunes, but a few more people have given us 5 stars. I appreciate that. But please, leave us a review on iTunes so the Review Robot 2K12-3000 can come back this season once. That's all I'm asking. I'll pay someone. I'm not going to pay you.
Give a free game?
No, but actually... Sick jump into, because we started the newsletter promo last week. I haven't seen too many people sign up, so I'm going to start. I'm going to extend that out more publicly. I just want it to be the podcast people for now. But if you go to supergamesite64.com, the bottom right corner, there's a newsletter. And the newsletter will tell you everything about, you know, when new articles come up, when the new podcast episodes come up. And if you sign up for that newsletter, the first 30 people will receive one of the games from the Humongous Games Humble Bundle, which is a super big nostalgia pack of like Spy Fox and Freddy Fish and Pajama Sam. And depending on, it's kind of first come, first serve. So you can kind of get your pickings. Go ahead, sign up. We will be opening up that giveaway to other social medias. So if you're listening now and you want a free game on PC or you have kids, they're great games for kids too. For real, for real. Join the newsletter. I will know and I'll see when you do it, and it'll be awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for that. Because it reminded me. Tyler, do you have anything else you want to say pluggy plug before we go into the Super Game Riddle and end the show?
Someone give me a new game to play.
Blazing Chrome. Finish Full Metal
Furies. I'm talking about mobile games.
You want Colin to come back into the group real quick and be like, hey, there's this other one you never heard of.
I am playing Archer.
Play it better.
We want your mobile game recommendations. So leave it in the comments underneath the episode on Facebook and on Twitter. I will mention it to remind you guys. I also have to put up the Super Game Riddle. Kevin, last week's, I don't think you have it up. Do you have it up?
I do have it up.
Can you read last week's off real quick? This is last week's.
Last week's. I won't write you a misleading rhyme or shock you with meter and time. Cataloging them all by sight or by ball, he's often the target of crime.
Do you want to tell the people what that one was?
Do you want to tell the people what that one
was? Pikachu.
It's Pikachu.
It was Pikachu.
Pikachu from Pokemon.
You got it.
If you guessed that at home, you guys got it right. And sorry for not posting the thing, but, you know, I forgot to, or Kevin forgot to. We both forgot to put it in the comments, so you guys can
get... You know what I did remember, though, is that Garfield clip.
The Garfield clip, baby. That was funny. That was some fun. If you haven't seen that, go to the Facebook group and look at
this. It's all worth it for the last 5 seconds.
Yes. It's so awkward. Kevin. This week, episode 129, the Super Game Riddle, can you give it to us? And once again, this will be on the Facebook group, or you can go onto our Twitter, add us @SuperGameCast64 with your answer. to earn your prestige amongst the pantheon of correct winners on Super Game Riddle. But what is episode 129 Super Game Riddle, Kevin? Take it away.
It is.
Yeah.
A brave hero far from his home walks through layers of time unknown, overcoming a scourge, wisdom, power, and courage. It's dangerous going alone.
Ooh, I love it. I love it so fucking much. It's so good.
You want him to do it again?
Yeah, do it one more time.
All right. A brave hero far from his home walks through layers of time unknown, overcoming a scourge, wisdom, power, and courage. It's dangerous going alone.
Dude.
The last line itself, like, is my favorite line.
I gotta give props to Kevin. His creativity knows no bounds, and his abilities to pull on my heartstrings also knows no bounds or restrictions. This has been Super Gamecast 64, episode 129. We've been doing some rumblings. I just want to, once again, we've been doing some rumblings of doing mini episodes or segments of the episode that are specifically focused on specific games and franchises. We said at the beginning of when we made this the website that if you guys donated, that we would be doing, if you donate a certain amount, $15, that we would do a mini episode or a focused in-depth piece on a game of your choice. And one listener gave us a nice donation and requested Commander Keen, which I love so much. So either me and one of these two boys, Kevin or Tyler, or both, we'll find out, will be joining me for a mini episode or a spot on our next segment, our next episode, I should say, all about the history and our thoughts on Commander Keen as a series, which should be fun. But that also leads me to the next thing, which is I love talking about games in depth, especially games that are like 5 years old and I need a reason to play. We have been discussing doing a huge thing about the BioShock narrative. If you guys are interested in that and the whole BioShock series, we'd love to hear feedback. But once again, that offer still stands. We will be covering things, you know, as long as this show goes on. But if you're like, I want to hear the SGC 64 boys talk about, you know, the Max Payne series or Grand Theft Auto Vice City, or I want this specific thing. Go to supergamesite64.com/donate, throw us a $10 to $15 donation, and in the comment box, just say what game you want, and we will totally do a segment.
I'd love to do
that. I would love to see it.
Some deep dives, that'd be fun.
I would love to give you guys content specifically tailored to what you want. Kevin?
Yeah. I have one last thing to add.
Yes.
Quick shout out to Robots Fighting Dinosaurs at GameSkinny.
Yeah.
Who Matt was trolling the internet and found a nice little article that kind of went under the radar for us.
Yes.
Just said some nice stuff about us. We got up there with a couple other really awesome podcasts that we were kind of proud of being counted among.
It was GameSkinny.com's the 7 best or the best 8 best gaming podcasts you're not already listening to. Yeah, they had us up there with Greg Miller and Nintendo Power and stuff. So we're very honored to be up there.
Nice little feather in our cap.
Yeah, thanks so much for that feature. We appreciate it. Guys, if you have been listening this long, you are now level, you gotta help me, 7, right, Tyler?
No, I think it's 8.
Okay. Well, you're 8. If you actually gain 2 levels on this, fuck, I don't care. If you've been listening since season 4, you're prestige level 8. I just really want to do the BioShock thing so we can finally, like, at the end of every episode.
What if we do that one in good faith?
What?
You know, like, put it out there first to see what, give them a little.
Oh, well, the Commander Keen thing is going to be first. Yeah. So, BioShock will definitely be a thing. And when we are done with BioShock, everyone will be doing what? Imagining what, Tyler?
A world completely underwater.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. Imagine a world completely underwater. Stick at your mom. You've leveled up.
There's always a lighthouse.
There's always a man. There's always a city. All right, Kevin. I love you too. I've been Matt.
I'm Tyler, apparently before Kevin.
And I'm tired.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time for a bunch of Borderlands and some spooky stuff, and it's all going to be great. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.